Good morning and welcome to Cololo Springs Baptist Church. I hope y'all have had a good weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Join in as we sing, Oh How I Love Jesus.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth.
He is for me, Jesus.
bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break at your name still. Call the sea to still, raging me to still, every wave at your name, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, bones to live, and call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high.
That the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble.
Seniors of this church, Lord, that we got to come by and show our support last night, Lord, in the rain. Jesus, I just pray for each one of those kids, Lord. I pray, God, that you would put your blessing upon them, Lord, as they endeavor into college or the work world, Lord. I pray, God, that each one of them would look to you for all their decisions. I pray, God, that each one of them would remember how their parents tried to raise them. I pray, God, that each one of them would take the Bible with them wherever they go and open it, read it, meditate on it. I pray, God, that each one of them would stand for you. Lord, as our pastor comes, Jesus, give him the words to say to us today, Lord. And Lord, if it's in your will, Lord, that we get to come back and meet corporately on June the 7th, Lord. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to the day that when you come back and get us. All this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning to each of you and our listening audience today, our Colola Springs Baptist Church family. One announcement that I want to make, we will resume in-house worship first Sunday in June. We'll also carry on our live streaming indefinitely. We know that some of you cannot attend the first Sunday in June and for months after that, so you'll be able to hear the services at home just like we're doing today. Today we remember our own Brian Freeman, who attended Colola Springs Baptist Church, grew up here, his mother attends services here, who gave his life in Iraq, defending our freedom as well as thousands of others who did the same thing. Let us pray. Father, we rejoice today that we can come together and worship. We rejoice today, Lord, that you're on the throne and that you know exactly where we are, and that you're on the throne and you know the very needs that are in our lives, and you know the needs of those that are in the listening audience today. And Father, we pray that you'd meet needs today in lives. And Lord, help us to not take for granted that of our freedom that we so much enjoy. Help us, Lord, to be willing to defend our flag and defend the very thing that we have in America that we can worship without fear. And Lord, I know that this came with a price of many men's lives and they shed their blood that we could have this and that we could enjoy this and that we could fly our flags and that we could have this time of Memorial Day weekend. And Lord, help us to not forget the real meaning of Memorial Day. Help us to not forget the untold thousands that gave their lives, and help us to not forget those families who lost their loved ones in the midst of the various wars that we've had through the years. Lord, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us another day of life to live. Thank you for this day. And thank you for the privilege that we have to come together this morning and worship you. And Father, I pray today that that's what this will be, is worship. Wherever our audience is, that they'll take time to worship even now. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. In recent months, we've witnessed the devastation of the coronavirus. Some 90,000 plus, almost 100,000 deaths in America. We've had in excess of 554 deaths in Mississippi. And at the same time in America, we've witnessed a huge decline in the stock market, some 35 million Americans unemployed. We've also witnessed that of our church doors closing, saying that only 10 people could come in. It takes about 10 people just to pull off what we do today as we come live stream. We've also witnessed people attempting to try to have worship and being fined and even being jailed. Can you imagine that in America, that people are being jailed and fined for that of worship? Have you considered that in the midst of this pandemic, what God is saying to America? What is God saying? He's very aware of what's going on. What's he saying? Could he be saying the same thing to us that he said to Israel in Jeremiah's time? Look at Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, thou shalt not remove. You know, in any land, at any time, in any land, at any time, when people sin, God's answer is always repentance. Always repentance. During the days of 9/11, Americans, after that particular time, flocked to the churches for a matter of few weeks as if to say, God, we've sinned against you. But my friend, did you know by and large that was a false repentance? A false repentance that God saw right through and that God did not accept. You know, could I repeat that? God will not accept a false repentance. Listen, America, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Most Americans are afraid and were afraid during 9/11. Most Americans during 9/11 and even today are living in fear, and God would not have us to live in fear. Instead, he would have us to walk by faith. My friend, let us be reminded that in the midst of the pandemic, or in the midst of 9/11, or in the midst of the next crisis that might come upon America, my friend, we need to follow what God says, do what God says do, be on God's side. God gave Israel the answer for their dilemma, and it was true repentance. You know, let's think about that, what Jeremiah 4:1 is saying. Israel, you must turn away from your idols and from worshiping false gods. From your idols, you must turn away. What are the idols in America that God is seeing people respond to instead of worship? What's the idols? Could it be that sports has taken you away from God's house and those sports became your idol? Preacher, you don't need to be going there. You're meddling. I'm telling you, in America today, there's a lot of idolatry around sports. Maybe it's money. Maybe you're saying, I have plenty of money and I don't have any need for God. My friend, let me tell you something. There's going to come a day that you are going to need God. Remember, I said that. There's going to come a day, I don't care how much money you have, there's going to come a day that you're going to need God. Or could it be that you have an idol in your life? What is that one thing? What is that one sinful thing that has taken you away from worship? Whatever that is, that's your idol. Maybe it's laziness. You're too lazy to get dressed and go to worship. Or maybe it's that age-old excuse of too many hypocrites in the church. Let me ask you a question. Do you go to Walmart? Do you go to Kroger? Do you go to Lowe's? Do you go to the local grocery store in your town? I want to remind you of something. Hypocrites go there too. So that's a flimsy excuse in the sight of God that I'm not going to go to worship because there are hypocrites in the church. Look at Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1. Let's read it again. If thou wilt return, grab that. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. God tells those of Israel to turn from idols and from worship of false gods. In other words, Israel, you need to repent. Israel, you need to repent. What does true repentance involve? A change of life. A change of life, turning away from sin and following God by obeying his word and no longer straying from him. And could I submit to you today that much of America has strayed from God? So what's God saying to us in America on this Memorial Day weekend? And I want to ask you a question. Have you experienced true repentance in your life? Look at verse 2 of chapter 4 of Jeremiah. And thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. What's God saying? God says to the people of Israel that they must live and swear by God's name alone. Notice in that verse of scripture, they must live by truth, upholding justice and righteousness, and obeying all his commandments. What's happened in America on this Memorial Day weekend? Folks, we're missing truth. We're missing truth. To pervert truth is very common in America right now. To tell half-truths is very common in America. To tell a little white lie is very common. But could I remind you, my friend, there's no such thing as a little white lie. My friend, a lie is a lie, and a lie is sin. What has happened in America? Our justice system is upside down. Common criminals are running the streets while men who live lives of integrity are being ridiculed and ostracized. Men who tell the truth now in America are harassed. True justice has been desecrated. That's what's going on in America. The rich get to do what they want to, and they get to buy their privileges that the poor cannot obtain. The list goes on. Bottom line, our justice system is upside down. What has happened in America? Truth and justice are a rare find. Truth and justice are a rare find in America. Note Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 2 again, and thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Truth and justice in America are a rare find. My friend, when truth and justice are a rare find, I want you to know something, so is righteousness. Righteousness is a rare find in America. Being right toward God. You see, if I don't tell the truth, and if I don't practice justice and fairness, there's no way I can be a strong witness for my Lord. And that's what we have in America. We have people, many who profess to be Christians, but lies come out of their mouth. Untruths come out of their mouths. Poor business dealings is what they have at their workplace. Many people in the church are not strong witnesses for the Lord because of how they conduct their life on Monday after they leave church on Sunday. My friend, when men and women confess Christianity and turn from their sin and live in the truth of God's word, then will come truth and justice and righteousness. And then I want you to note verse 3. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. What's God saying to Israel? Israel, break up the hard, unplowed ground of your heart. A heart must not be hard against God. I want to repeat that. A heart must not be hard against God. A hard heart is a heart that God cannot and will not use. And when men stray from God, you will always find a hard heart. When men stray from God, you'll always find a hard heart. And when men have a hard heart, only wicked and sinful behavior will be produced. Only wicked, did you get that? When men have a hard heart, only wicked and sinful behavior will be produced. When the seeds of goodness, God's word, are sown among thorns on hard ground, the thorns choke the life out of the seed. Well, what's the answer to man with a hard, obstinate heart? What's that answer? There is but one old-fashioned answer, and it's called repentance. It's called repentance. What has happened in America? My friend, the altar has been neglected. Men used to go to the altar and cry out with tears of repentance because they had sin in their life. Now that's a rare find in our churches. Hearts are cold, and worship services by and large are cold. Why? Because men are refusing to cry tears of repentance. My friend, God is not honored and God is not respected when you and I that profess Christianity go around with that of a hard heart and we refuse to get in the altar and deal with God about the sin that's in our individual life. That's what happened in Jeremiah's time. And then I want you to note verse 4, where God says to the people of Israel, circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn, that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. What's that saying? I want you to think about what that's really saying. What's God saying to Israel? Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Take away the foreskin of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing. What's God saying to Israel? What was he saying to Israel then? That would apply to America today. Listen closely. America today and Israel, surrender your pride. Surrender your pride and your power. Change your heart before God. Think about what I just said. Surrender your pride and power. Change your heart before God, or my anger, God says, will burn like unquenchable fire because of all your sin. What's happened in America? Men are full of pride. Men are power hungry. Men are money driven. Men's hearts are hard before God. And on this Memorial Day weekend, there's but one answer that God will accept. It's called repentance, turning from sin and living in the truth of God's word. And then will come truth and justice and righteousness. My friend, if you have not repented, I would encourage you to do that today. Get things right before God. Get things right before God. That's what America needs to do. And let this pandemic remind us that God's in charge. And let this pandemic remind us that America, individuals in America, need to repent of their sin and do away with that hard, calloused heart and walk in God's pleasure and walk in God's ways and walk with God's purpose in mind. This is Brother Don Harding, pastor of Colola Springs Baptist Church. We're at 965 Cal Colola Road, Caledonia, Mississippi, 39740. Thank you for listening today. Have a blessed and a happy Memorial Day. Thank you.